you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Now see, when a miracle, you got to understand the secrets of miracles. You're not seeing everything that God's doing. It's not just in your little sphere. Well, I don't feel like, I don't see it. See, tell somebody God's working when you don't see it. Come on, tell somebody God's working when you don't feel like it. Come on, tell somebody God's working when you would least expect it. God is not limited to your limited thinking, to your experience. He's working outside of you. Get that back up for me. On that night, somebody say, on that night, could not the king sleep? See, God was dealing with the king. He had set you up. He's about to make shame Haman and destroy the plot. How many know no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? Tell somebody, stop worrying. Be happy. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. See, some people want immediate gratification. Well, I gave yesterday. Well, see, God's working something much bigger than your $5 that you gave yesterday. It's a process. See, we're that society is so convenience oriented. So right now, what you need right now is faith. Faith is now. Whether you see something or not, faith is in the now. Get it back up for me. On that night, could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. God didn't allow anything to be done for him yet. Why? Because he was about to unlock a secret to a miracle. God knew that there, not only him. See, when God unlocks something for you, it's not just for you. Now you can get selfish and yeah, God will give you your little pinch and penny stuff. But if you wait on him and allow God to really work a miracle, it's going to affect a whole lot of people. It's going to change a whole lot of lives. It'll shake a nation. Amen. It'll bring down evil. It'll open up doors that no man can close. God was waiting for the right time. Tell somebody, my times are in his hands. Stop all the whining. Stop all the murmuring. Stop all the complaining. Stop all the anxiety. If you really believe that your times are in God's hands, you ought to be at peace. If you missed it, maybe God's got something better waiting on you. Get it back up for me. And the king said, what honor have we? What dignity? They said, nothing. Verse 4. And the king said, who is this in the court? Now Haman was in a hurry. Mordecai was patient. Yes, sir. Amen. Haman was in a hurry to get this man hung. Amen. He got up early. Amen. Now Haman was coming to the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. I'm going to get there early. We're hanging him today. And the king's servant said to him, and behold, Haman stands in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said to him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor? Don't you love it? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to honor more than myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let me show you, king, let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear, your stuff, your wardrobe, and the horse you ride on, and the crown you put on your head, let it be brought in. Next verse. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback to the streets of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. I love it. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit goes before a fall. Next verse. Then the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew. Notice he said, Mordecai the Jew. God really driving that thing home. Mordecai the Jew that sits at the gate, at the king's gate, let nothing fail of all that you have spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate, but Haman, he's still hasty, hasted to his house mourning, crying like a baby, and having his head covered. Next verse. And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh, his wife, unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. Now they were just telling him, go that morning. Go ahead. Build the gallows. Go ahead. Hurry up. Hang this Mordecai. Now his crew done switched on him. Verse 14. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Look how God just set this thing up. See, that was the process of a miracle. Are you understanding? So stop just locking everything into your emotions. Like it's got to happen right now. No, this God laid this thing out. See, it's your emotions. We appreciate God in our emotions, but don't lock stuff into your emotions, because all good things take time. And while you are just praising God, God's working something out. While you're sleeping, God's working something out. While you're sitting eating, God is working something out. He was working with Queen Esther. He was working with King Ahasuerus. He was working with Haman. He was working with Mordecai. God was working on every front. God went back into the archives. Wouldn't let the king sleep. Here you up pacing, wondering what God's over. Testify, God's working. Let him work. There are secrets to miracles. A lot of time while you're worried about stuff, trying to figure stuff out, doing a bump in your head, losing your sleep, amen, can't eat, all this stuff, God steps back and says, all right. I'm going to have to let the pressure get on them. Let the pressure really get on them. To where they, you know, like the people in the boat was about to sink. Water getting up in the boat. They finally said, you know what? You think we ought to pray now? They done tried everything except praying. Tell somebody there's a timing for miracles. Let me give you three things here concerning timing. There's what you call hopeless. You ever felt hopeless? Number two, there's desperation or desperate. And then number three, there is panic. Hopeless, desperate, and panic. That word panic comes from pan, which has to do with pandemic, which has to do with pandemonium. So let's focus, let's key in on that. You know, even David, and we won't go into all these scriptures, but in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David is tending the sheep. And it comes to his father to send him to the battle to see how his brothers fared. You know the story. And at that time, David arrived, and it had been 40 days. Now hear me. It had been 40 days where Goliath was speaking over them in the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. So Goliath had 40 services, 80 services. In the morning sacrifice, he'd come out. In the evening sacrifice, so 80 services. So all of Israel, they've gone from hopelessness to desperation to now they're panicking. Every time he comes out, they run. Nobody wants to fight. Nobody wants anything to do with anything because Goliath has set the atmosphere. David arrived in an atmosphere that was full of panic. Come on, secrets to miracles. First thing people want to do sometimes when they enter into an atmosphere that's full of panic, they want to panic and run. Tell somebody there's a secret to a miracle. Come on, these signs shall follow them that believe. David, now you got to follow me here because David arrived at God's time. Remember, your steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. My times are in his hands. David arrived in an atmosphere that was full of panic. Everyone was fleeing from Goliath. Every time he come out, they flee. Saul and all of them. Staying way, far away as they could. But see, it's significant that David arrived in the time of panic. See, that time is very significant. Because had David come when Goliath first showed up, it would have been a big deal, but not such a big deal. Because now in this time of panic, the battle was very significant. Saul said, listen, somebody that slays him, they family going to be tax-free. They ain't gonna ever have to pay any taxes. He said, next, I'm going to give them all kind of rewards. I'm going to lay them down with money and reward, and I'm going to give them my daughter's hand in marriage. That's when David showed up. So David said, now wait, explain this to me again. Tax-free, money, and marriage too.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy. $31.39.